Three steps to wholesaling houses out of state. Three steps to wholesaling houses out of state. There's a question that came in and I wanted to address it and then also give you three steps. Hey, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. So in this episode, we're talking about three steps to wholesaling houses out of state. Three steps to wholesaling houses out of state. There's a question that came in and I wanted to address it and then also give you three steps that you should focus on to start wholesaling houses out of state. Okay. Wholesaling, in case you're not familiar with it, is simply the art and the science of finding deeply discounted properties using mass marketing, quote unquote, using mass marketing. Okay. And then locking them under contract and then selling that contract to an end buyer for a fee. A fee is usually lucrative. It could go anywhere from $1,000 to $82,000 from my experience. My highest has been $82,000 from one deal. So that's wholesaling for you. So typically, traditionally, you focus on your neighborhood, right? Your town, your county, your state, before you start going nationwide. Well, I got news for you, okay? If you're wholesaling right now and you don't consider yourself a virtual wholesaler, you're going to miss out big time, okay? However, there's a sweet spot in between. There's a balance, okay? However, I want you to keep in mind that you are an international wholesaler. Literally, you can wholesale a deal out in South Africa, in Africa, anywhere in the world, as long as you understand this concept, this three-step concept I'm about to share with you, okay? It works anywhere, okay? But before we get into that, we need to identify what our market is. Before we get into the three steps, the actual main three steps, well, it's kind of part of the first step or the last step. But I'm going to share with you really quickly how you want to look at this business. You know, at the end of the day, any business that you are going to make money from, it's about serving people, right? Okay? It's about serving people. If you understand that, basically you bring value to people. We call it bringing value to the marketplace, right? The more value you can bring to the marketplace, the more money you're gonna make. Value, for the most part in life, is gonna be intangible, meaning you can't touch it, like this bottle of water. Okay, so for those of you that may be stuck in old school traditional, right, and you have to touch something before you feel like you can make money from it, I've got news for you. You're not gonna last in business as we move and more into the era where you can watch me and you can't even touch me. I'm not tangible. I'm just on a computer right now, right? So that's the closest evidence I can give you that you don't want to be thinking that way. You don't want to be stuck in your neighborhood. Of course, you can start from your neighborhood. Of course, you can start from your little local county. Depending on how much data is available, depends on how much information is available for you, depends on the pros and cons of that. You know, some people will claim that, you know, if you work in your neighborhood, you learn more. For me, I've found that in most recent, in the last the first 3 years of my time in this business, between 2005 and 2008, was completely local. Everything outside of that has been international. Okay, so you will find that you barely find me in local meetups, except this is mine. I do have my own meetup, right? You'll find that I barely, you know, unless there's a bigger networking event going on, sometimes I show up, but it's not really a requirement because I'm busy networking every single day by putting out these daily videos right here. I'm also naturally, automatically, by default, networking. All right. So with that being said, it's very, very important that I lay that out for you when it comes to wholesaling out of state. It's actually when you're asking the question of wholesaling out of state, you're on the right path. Okay, you're absolutely on the right path when you start thinking of out of state, out of country, out of your local vicinity of where you may live. The idea of being able to do this business, be able to do it lifestyle. You know, if you want to do local business, you become a real estate licensed broker. That's local. If you want to do this international, do this anywhere in the world, you know, you can basically do this anywhere in the world. That's one of the other reasons why the whole idea of wholesaling illegal based on state is ridiculous and just stupid, because you're not limited to your state anyway. So maybe right now they just put a law in place in your state and you really start to look outside of your state. Understand that the law can come to anywhere, but it still doesn't stop you. The whole idea of you require a license is just one simple stupid requirement that you can accomplish in 75 hours or less, or maybe 100 hours, depends on your state, right? So it's not really a big deal. So the question goes, what's the best way to wholesale a house out of state? How does that process go? Well, it goes like this. Number one, you need to market, okay? You need to market to who? To people. Okay, so the number one thing you're gonna need in order to be able to wholesale out of state is people, because money comes from people. Okay, so you need to reach out to people. What type of people though? There are two types of people involved in a wholesale real estate transaction. You have a motivated seller, and when I say a motivated seller, I don't mean a seller, I mean a motivated seller, meaning somebody that has a reason to need to get rid of a property. It could be either in pre-foreclosure, upside down, they need to move, they don't want to deal, it's too much work. There needs to be a motivated seller. That's the number one type of person you need. The second type of person you need is a buyer, a cash buyer, or some kind of private funds or hard money lender buyer. They can't, you know, for the most part, you're gonna have a hard time trying to use mortgages to close this type of deals, especially if you're a newbie, you know, because you are flipping a deal, you are assigning a deal, and all the, unless they're paying you on the side, it's gonna be in which case you're not really protected by any contract. But you know, just keep in mind that you need quote unquote a cash buyer. A cash buyer could be a hard money lender, a private lender, or some sort. It just can't be a conventional mortgage, okay? For the most part, you can still do conventional mortgage in certain scenarios. I have another video that I did on that topic of conventional mortgage loan buyers. Just Google my name, Ola Talks Abitogun conventional loan. That video will come up on the three conditions you need to meet in order to make that happen. But back to what we're talking about, you need two types of people. You need a motivated seller, you need a cash buyer. When I say cash buyer, I just mean an end buyer who is capable, have the ability and able to get private funds, okay? You need those two types of people. You need to market to them. When I say market to them, you need to market in mass. You need to be able to talk to 100 people in 1 minute as opposed to spending the next 100 minutes talking to one person. That doesn't mean you are not going to prospect in quality. Again, if you get stuck on the idea of that takes away quality, that means you're not thinking we're in 2019 and beyond, okay? So the second thing you need to understand is automation, marketing itself. You need to learn how to market with automation. And how do I know? Well, I'm practicing what I'm preaching. This is automation. You're watching me in automation, and tons of people, hundreds of people are going to watch this channel. At least 200 people watch videos on this channel in the next 48 hours. That's at least 200, okay? 150 to 200 people will watch a video on this channel in the next 48 hours. I know that for a fact because I'm tracking my numbers. So you need to think in automation, being able to market to a mass number of people. So mass marketing, you need market people. You need mass marketing using media like the one we're using right now, okay? You may use the phone, but even if you're doing the phone, you need to think in terms of other people pounding the phones, not you by yourself, okay? So that's the second step, okay? Remember, I'm giving you three steps. You need to identify the people that you're dealing with that already helped you there, motivated seller and a cash buyer, and able buyer, okay? Second thing, automation of marketing, okay? That's the other thing that you need. That's the other thing, okay? Actually, we call this the three pillars inside of the Smart Real Estate Wholesaling book. You can grab this absolutely for free, all right? You can grab this absolutely for free by simply going to smartrealestatewholesaling.com, okay? All right, we cover this in details here in this book, okay? All right, the other thing you need to learn is value. You need to learn how to bring value to these people. Remember, the more value you bring to people, either you use automation in person, the more value you bring to people, okay? Meaning if you spend too much time with one person, you're killing yourself, you're shooting yourself in the legs. The more value you bring to people, the more money you're gonna make. So that's why I'm glad that you're asking out of state, because you start to think it's bigger than just you. You can put a team together to do this. So when it comes to the second step, the marketing, the process, all that stuff, right, you also need team members, people, right? So you need people, you need marketing, you need automation. You need to put resources in place, resources in the form of human beings, partners that are maybe on ground in those particular states. But those are the easiest things to do. I'm going to give you a tip right now. If you listen to podcasts where they interview wholesalers that are killing it in other states, take down their name, take down their contact information, because these people are potential partners for you in those other states. So that's a very, very quick tip for you right there. But last but not least, like I said, is value. Finding out what those people want. Okay, well, if you work backwards from finding out what their problem is, then you can provide solutions, which is why you don't talk to anyone else other than motivated sellers, because other type of sellers, you're gonna have to be pulling teeth to find out how you're gonna serve them. But if you already know their motivated seller, you know what their problem is, then you can solve that problem. You can focus on solving that problem. Your life become 1,000 times that much easier. And that's what I mean by bringing value to the table. Especially in this time and age, you don't want to engage in trying to hard sell people. It's just too much hard work. You're working against the trend. There's internet. People have the power of choice. They can Google your name. They can Google solutions right in front of you while you're trying to hard sell them. And then just like that, you lose them to me. Okay. So hopefully you've been enlightened there. Do go grab this book, smartrealestatewholesaling.com. That's where you want to go. And if you go right now, I will give you a bonus. My second book, my newest book, Real Estate Money Secrets, which is basically all the fundamentals you need to learn about marketing. You need to read those books 10 to 15 times to get a grasp of what it takes to really truly win. It's really all about learning marketing. It's about marketing, no more, no less. Everything else, the laws, the legalities, all that stuff, have attorneys and brokers worry about that kind of craziness. Focus on marketing, you'll make a lot of money in real estate. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. I'll see you on the next one. And peace.